Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another Monday night prayer. Where the word of the Lord comes alive. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. He's ready to bless you in whatever trouble you're in, he can bring you out. So get ready, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, and let them know you have a word for them as well. Because he is an awesome God, he's a faithful God, he's a wonderful God, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask for things. So get ready for a word from the Lord tonight. In Psalms 103:2, he said, "Bless the Lord, O your soul, forgetting all his benefits, who forgive all thy iniquities, who heal all thy diseases, who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness, and who set my mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like an eagle." So in spite of what we're going through, he's able.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
Above all we can ask. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Open up your ears to hear and your hearts to receive what thus hath said the Lord tonight. Get ready, God loves you, amen and amen.
Hallelujah to the name of God. Bless his name, bless his name.
If you're doing the scripture, you got to unmute your line.
Amen. Scripture reference should be taken from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 12. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all his sins and heals all his diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, though the anger abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come tonight, Father God, empty of ourselves to be filled with more of you, Lord God. We come to bless your name tonight, Lord God, because we will not forget our benefits, Lord God. Our benefit of peace. Our benefit of joy, a sound mind. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, to walk in divine healing and health according to your promises. As our soul shall prosper, we shall be in good health. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We come to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we need you, and we nothing without you. We could do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So, Father, we thank you for strength tonight. We thank you for peace tonight. We thank you for a sound mind tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you how you got us through this day. Now we praise you in advance how you're getting us through the night, Lord God. How you dispatching our angels all around our dwelling, Lord God. Keeping us from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. And we stop by to say thank you. Thank you for keeping our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren from seen and unseen danger. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Who would want to serve a father like you that forgive us of our transgression? Don't hold our past against us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You have no favorite child. You love us all equally, and we say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord, because he didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did, and we say thank you. Thank you for stopping by the hospitals on tonight, Lord God, creating miracle signs and wonders for Nella May, Lord God, that had a stroke, Lord God. We thank you for repairing her throat, Lord God, where she can speak, Lord God. Can't nobody do it but you. Did nobody do it but you. And I stopped by to say thank you for my cousin tonight, Lord God. Thank you for your continuously healing power in her vessel, Lord God. So someone else in ICU needs you as much as Nella May needs you, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up the homeless to you all over the universe tonight, Lord God. And open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless, Lord God. Meet their needs, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You reign on the just and the unjust. So reign on the homeless all over the universe, God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods tonight, Lord God, to drive out every murdering spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up bereaved families to you tonight, Lord God. Continuously comfort them, Lord God. Place people in their path, Lord God, that will encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just bless your name tonight, Lord God, that we have our ears to hear and hearts to receive what you have to say to us on tonight in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You worthy to be praised. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I glorify you on today. We magnify your Holy Spirit that you move and breathe over us, God. Anything that we've said or done, God, we ask you to forgive us according to Psalm 19 and 12, God. We come boldly before your throne on tonight, God, asking for to move, Father God, breathe, set free, and deliver, God, over each one of us, God. Those from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Every pastor and every leader, all those that are teachers, those that are prophetic, God, that you move upon them, Father God. The apostles on tonight, God, move over them, Father God, like never before, God. Bring the encouragement, Father God, those words, Father God, in which they need to hear on tonight, God, which is yea and amen, God. I glorify you on today, God. We bless you in the city and we bless you in the field, God. Move over families and communication, God. Marriages on tonight, God. Touch them, Father God. Heal them, set them free, God. Deliver them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for this, the day that you made, God. Another day we haven't seen before, God. And I bless you, Father God, for what you're doing, God. Advancement, God, within each of us on tonight, God. Do the work and be the fence, God, about us on tonight, God. I ask you, Father God, to touch those that are in the hospital, God. Those that are in need, Father God, of the extra touch on tonight, God. We plead Psalm 91 over them, Father God. Every oppression, every depression, God. I ask you to move upon them, Father God. That suicide and death spirit, God. We ask you to move it, Father God, even now, Father God. We bind it up, Father God. Send it back, Father God, into the pit hill up tonight, God. Ask you to move, Father God, over those that are in need, God. I loose them right now, Father God, with the loose of life on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we glorify you on today, God. Touch our mothers, Father God. Those that are our mentors, God, that you move upon them, Father God. Those that will move, Father God, in the Holy Spirit anointing, Father God. I ask you to touch them now, Father God, from the top of their heads, their soul, their feet, God. Move over Prophet and Dr. Ron Matthews, God, and those that will be speaking up tonight, God. Touch them, Father God, evermore, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we glorify you on today, God, for being God and God alone in our life, God. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, God. We're glorifying you on today, God. We're seeking you, Father God. We're thirsting for more on tonight, God, and I bless you for what you're doing even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there not be no backlash or retaliation, God, over each of us on tonight, God. Touch the evangelist, God. Those that go out, Father God, touch them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we glorify you on today, God, for doing the work and being the fence, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Happy evening. God bless each and every one of you all tonight. I welcome you tonight to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher LaRon Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for listening in from all over the world. We certainly give God all of the praise, the glory, and honor for many of you joining us on today. And we're just blessing the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he's releasing to us. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors and our prayer warriors and all of the ministry gifts for those who came and prayed and stood in the gap on today. Thank you so much for your kingdom responsibilities and duty. And certainly, I don't take it lightly, all that you do for the kingdom of God and for ministry. It's through the many men and women of God who are so strong and mighty and consistent that keeps us engaging in the things of the kingdom of God and keep the ministry working and the work that we need to do. So I certainly want to thank God for all of your great work and your responsibility. And I certainly don't take for granted all that you do and your impeccable impact and influence that you leave on the lives of so many people in the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for all of you kingdom leaders on today around the world. Certainly I want to welcome our pastor from Pastor Bobar from Sierra Leone. We bless you on today and thank God for Pastor David Paul Elijah from France. We thank God for your transition and things working out for you, man of God. And certainly it's an honor to have you with us tonight as well. And those that are listening from different parts of the United States, we certainly bless the Lord and give God all the honor and glory for your support and strength and help along the way. And we don't take it lightly all that you all do throughout the year for ministry, men of God, and your covenant partnership from around the world and the many leaders that listen in to you and are blessed by your powerful influence in those countries and the impact that you're leaving on ministries and on our lives and on the nation. So I bless the Lord for you all today, and I thank God for you, a great men and women of God. So we bless the Lord for you on today. Thank God for all of our local pastors that are listening in from around the United States. I certainly bless the Lord for you all and your work and your commitment and your dedication to the work that we do here. So I bless the Lord for you all too. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. But before I go into that, let me talk about the vision of the prophetic conference tonight. I was birthed from that place, and then I'm going to share a few things, and I'm going to go going to share in a little bit of what we started approximately a week ago, Sunday, dealing with the 2020 vision, the mysteries of the kingdom of God coming alive, 2020 vision, the mysteries of the kingdom of God coming alive. We've been sharing that via of our ministry, and so many people have been blessed from that place and from that perspective. 2020 vision coming alive, the vision of the phenomena coming alive. 2020 vision, a phenomena of God when the mysteries come alive, that is. And so we're going to share a little bit from that. I'm going to deal with 3 points tonight, and I'm not going to tarry long. Many of you all know that God has been gracious to us over the last 7 years of doing what we do on conference land, as well as blog side, as well as opening up new innovating doors. I said a lot of things I won't reveal yet until they happen, because everybody are not excited for what God is doing in your life as well as mine. So we bless the Lord, and we stand on the word of God. Let's talk about the vision of the prophetic conference land. I bless you, Apostle Simmons. Apostle Simmons, senior pastor of Restoration Truth Ministry in Hampton, Virginia. If you're in that area, join them. We are Amistad in Hampton, Virginia, great kingdom leader and his great wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. We bless the Lord for them on tonight as well. Pastor Harris, we bless you on tonight, man of God, and your family. The Fresh Oil Worship Center in Fort Worth, Texas. We thank God for you, great men of God, and your strength and support to the ministry as well. We give God all honor and glory to you. Apostle Russell Shabu, Apostolic House of Deliverance. Overseer and Pastor Carter is his pastor there of the Apostolic House of Deliverance there in South Bend, Indiana. To my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, the Way of Life Holiness Church in Joliet, Illinois. 654 Patterson Road, we bless him as well, and my great mother, Mother Matthews, we bless the Lord for them. And we just honoring all of those who are impacting the kingdom of God around the world. Thank God for the Alabama crew and men and women of God for Alabama and the great staff that is there. We bless the Lord for you all as well. And thank God for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. We bless the Lord for these great kingdom leaders there. We're located at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We're there every Sunday morning, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our powerful worship experience every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. for prophetic time in the Lord. And Thursday at 7 o'clock for one hour power of prayer. We've been standing in the gap for so many people. And we just thank God for those who join us and that stand with us in prayer, too. We certainly give God glory and honor for each and every one of you all as well. The vision of this prophetic conference line is birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. It's to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone. And to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that had lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total person. The mission of the prophetic conference plan is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference line. Over the last 7 years, we have not deviated from the vision, neither have we deviated from the purpose. How we had shortcomings and stumbles, sure, that's what we call hiccups. We had a few of those along the way, but God has graced us with the prophetic oil and the anointing to make the hiccups look kind of common without people knowing that they're hiccups. So we bless the Lord for that and all of the great things that God is doing for us and for our lives. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for that on today. And I want to share real quickly about this is share this with the people of God. I hope this will bless people about advancing the kingdom of God in the middle of advancing the kingdom of God in the midst of the mess that's going on, advancing the kingdom of God in the midst of the massacres that are going on, advancing the kingdom of God in the midst of the mimicates and those that are copycatters. God was flowing in our service on yesterday, our 11 o'clock service. You can go and watch the video of the service. He was really flowing on the service, and we at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry allowed the Spirit of the Lord God to have free reign. So whatever God does, he has the power, the ability, and the strength to go in whatever direction he wants to go in with no limits. We don't put limits on the kingdom of God, neither the purpose and the progress for which God wants to take the ministry. And one of the things God dealt with me in an unusual way in the service, he gave me the word puppeteer. There was two people in the service that I was ministering to, and the Lord showed me puppeteer. And as I began to minister to them, I saw what God was saying. These people were being dangled. And puppeteers are individuals who controls the puppets, either string that a puppeteer uses fingers and he maneuvers around while the puppets are following his direction or director. And a couple of people were in the service, the Lord said, the enemy, they're operating in the spirit of a puppeteer. They're being controlled. The puppeteer is one who controls the individual or the person through witchcraft. In other words, what they do is they put pressure on the people, by manipulating them and deceiving them, and they work based upon those deception that comes from ministry gifts, from pulpits, from individuals that are around them, puppeteers. So they go based upon who controls them or tell them what to do. And the Bible began to pray for them. God began to say, we have a lot of people. You have a lot of people in the kingdom who are puppeteers to the devil. And what he does is the moment he wants them to do anything, he starts dangling them. And you have to be very careful of the spirit of the puppeteers in ministry, because what they'll do, they'll come in and you'll think they'd be working for the kingdom of God, but they actually assign them from the devil to cause havoc in your ministry by acting as if they're with you, but they're actually puppets. They're puppeteers. And so they'll look good, sound good, make you look like they're good. But as soon as you start pulling the strings on the system that operates them, you find out really they're nothing but puppets in the church. And which leads me to what I wanted to talk about as it relates to the 2020, dealing with a series called the 2020 Phenomena of God, When the Mysteries Come Alive, 2020. There will be many things that are going to come alive for the people of God in 2020. Actually, they're already alive and they're here, but something going to come alive in you that you're going to see and know that it's from God and it's from the kingdom of God. If you would, turn with me, turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew. We're going to be dealing with the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses number 10. Matthew chapter 13, verses number 10. I'm a teacher by trade. I was a school teacher by trade or by career. School teacher, counselor. I mean, I worked on the psych ward. I worked as a recreational supervisor for the park district back in the day. And I was an avid tennis player as well in my career. So I played, I had a love for tennis. You know, Michael Jordan loved basketball. That's how I played tennis. I had a tremendous love for it. And that shifted as I started growing. And oftentimes the influence of people can shift your love for a sport, especially if you're in a family that don't understand that kind of sport or the love of the game. So let's move into the book of Matthew chapter 13. If you're listening in, I want to encourage you to take notes. I want you to take notes because we have a lot of people that listen in from all over the world. They take notes and some go back and listen to the recording. So that's a good thing too. So you can go back and listen to the recording and then you can take notes. I'm going to deal with several powerful points, especially as it relates to Vision 2020, Vision 2020 Vision, the phenomena of God, where the mysteries come alive. And I'm going to talk a little bit from what Jesus says to his, Jesus explained the parable of the four soils to his disciple, the parable of the four soils. And I'm going to share a little bit about those parables of the four soils. If you go to your Facebook page, if you would, please share a broadcast and let people know that we're on. If you can share them with many of your friends on Facebook, you can also share with them. You can share it or create a, you can share it via your friends, via the messenger, and the such, so that everybody can have an opportunity. I believe this is going to be very powerful for many kingdom leaders as well as pastor and ministry gifts, and the list goes, the list go on. It's important that when you're sharing information that is pertinent to the vision and purpose of ministry and the new year coming in for many who's preparing for it. In the next 29 days from now, they're waiting for the new year to come in. This is important for you. Now, those who understand the Jewish calendars and events based upon the Jewish calendar, you already know that we are already in the 2020 after October 1st. And so we're in it. So we're experiencing it. Before I go any further, I want to send my prayers out to we're going to be praying for our good friend, Evangelist O'Kyle. We're praying for the woman of God. Keep her in your prayers, that God would continue to heal her and strengthen us. We're praying for Bishop Rance Allen as well. Keep him in your prayer. Keep my mom in your prayer as well. And some of the other ones that are dealing with some infirmities in their body or things that are happening. We're going to be praying for them as well. So we will be praying for many of you all. One of the great leaders in general in that Chicagoland area passed away on Saturday, I think it was early Sunday morning. Reverend Clay Evans, many of you know him, some of you may not know him. Great pastor and singer of Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Charles Jenkins took over under his tenure as the pastor. So we're praying for the family of Reverend Clay Evans, 94 years old, a great, powerful man of God that impacted the landscape of Chicago ministry in the Baptist arena as well as the ministries of Chicago. He was one of the last great, great generals of the movement of that time. You had Apostolic House. You had Pastor Brazier of the Apostolic Faith, who passed away 7 years ago, and you had R.D. Hinton, who passed away 3 years ago, one of the Pentecostal, great Pentecostal leaders, and now you have one of the great Baptist leaders in the Chicagoland area. So these were three great generals of the eras of the 60s, 60, 70, 80, 90, 2000, and 2010 era, over 50 years, 55 years of impacting the lives of the Chicagoland area in the PAW, in the National Baptist Convention, in the Pentecostal church movement, especially in deliverance for R.D. Hinton. So these were three powerful pack leaders, male men of God, black leaders that impacted the era and impacted our era as well. Clay Evan was known for his great song and his musicianship. R.D. Hinton was known for his great preaching style and his power of deliverance. Brazier was known for his great teaching ability in the apostolic faith and mentorship that he had. So these were great leaders that went on to be with the Lord. So they're no longer here. So we're talking about coming into the 2020 or in the 2020, great mantles that are in the earth realm that are untouchable. Write that down. Great mantles that are in the earth realm that are untouchable. What do you mean untouchable? They mean these are mantles that many people are not qualified for because they have the spirit of a puppeteer on them. And they cannot handle those types of mantles on their life because they don't have the order, they don't have the authority, they don't have the charisma, they don't have the ability, neither do they have the talented or oil to handle that kind of responsibility or duty to carry on such a strong mantle. Even in spite of many of them selecting their successor to come into place, their successors were people that were selected by them. However, it's very hard for successors to take on duties and responsibility when they have not learned how to handle the oil or the pressure that comes from the demonic realm or the world that is so surrounded around commercialization. In this dispensation of time, you have to be able to conquer the sin nature and be able to conquer the commercialization of the world, because most people in the church world are basically living based upon commercialized systems. And so whatever the television showed them, the Facebook showed them, the media showed them, they operate from that place or from that level. And they don't move out of that perimeter or border. So basically what dictates their lives is the system of commercialization, creating many people who are puppeteers to systems of the world. And so as these systems of the world, or the information highway of the world, which is the internet, iPhones, once again, most of the social media, and not actually tapping into the spirit world to have a conversation with the presence of God as it relates to sons of God and daughters of God in the spirit world. To be able to do that, you have to get past the realms of the demonic falsification or the demonic illusion and delusion that have been created and established to send decoys to the oil on your life or the anointing on your life. And many people can't get past the decoys because in the first stage, it's really easy to be open. Because the first stage in Matthew 4 in verse number 1, the word of God said, and Jesus was led up of the Spirit into, notice the word, into the wilderness to be what? Tempted of the devil. Afterward, he was hunger. And then the tempter came to him. Notice now, you didn't have to go to the tempter. The tempter came to you. Now, it's interesting how when the tempter come to you, he knows your weakness because he offered Jesus bread. He said, take these stones and make them to bread. He dealt with the flesh or his hunger. If you hunger after the world, that's what you will get from the world. But the Bible said, they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, they will be fulfilled. That means that you will no longer operate, live, or breathe under the illusion and the delusion and the fantasy of the world in that first realm. So when truth comes to you, you have to accept that truth exists. In 2007, I was in the service moving by the power of God, and as a lady came into the line, and I asked her the question, what would you like for me to pray? She said, I want you to pray for my husband. And I'm still young in ministry, but I started praying, and I felt an unction in my spirit, like something is not right. So I stopped praying, and I said, ma'am, you asked me to pray for your husband, but something is not right. What's going on? I didn't say it loud. She said, I said, so what's going on with your husband? Your husband. I said, she said, well, I want you to know that I'm divorced. Okay, so he's not your husband. Well, yeah, he's my husband, and I believe in God for him. I said, well, ma'am, the Lord is showing me something else a little deeper. So what's going on? Well, he's remarried. I said, okay. So he's remarried now. I said, well, how long has it been going on? At that time, it was 12 years. So he's remarried 12 years, and you're having me to pray for your husband to come back when he's remarried. So the Holy Spirit, I said, well, ma'am, what I want you to do is you go right here and sit in the seat here. If you sit right there, sit right there, sit right there, that seat right there. There are lots of people that have illusions in their mind and delusions in their mind for things in their mind that doesn't exist. And they're pulling on ministry leaders because they got the spirit of puppeteer. And when I found out later on the lady, what happened to her, it's really unique. Thank God for the prophetic realm and the spirit of discernment to be able to discern what this lady's mental illness was. She was suffering from some mental illness in her life. 12 years, the husband went on in another state, married, managed his own business. In her mind, she believes that was her still her husband, and he's coming back home to her. Now, you know, I believe God, and I'm a very wise man in life, but something you have to release, let go, and some things you don't have to pray about. You put it in God's hand. In saying that, you have, in the spirit world, the enemy creates illusions and delusions, and people take them and make them real. When God said, they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, truth, it shall be fulfilled. So when you seek the face of God, he will open up unto you righteousness, and righteousness open up to you the sacred things, and the sacred things open up to you the phenomena. Let's read the word of God. Now, Jesus took you in chapter 1. He says to Satan, after Satan asked him to take this, make this bread, he said to him in 4 and 2 now, and Jesus answered and said, it is written, there it is. He said, if thou be the Son, thank you, of God. He said, command these stones to be made bread. That's what Jesus said. He said, Satan told Jesus, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus answered and said unto them, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of who? God. So he was the mouthpiece of God in the earth land because of his sonship and his fellowship with the Father. But he is with it. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city. Now he deals with the spiritual nature of a matter. And he sitteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. Now he takes him into the high peak of the mind. Pinnacle of the temple of the mind, and says unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. In other words, suicide. Commit suicide. For it is written, he shall give angels. Now he's using the word charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. So I can't command. Now he said, command these stones to be made bread. So he doesn't make the stone bread. So he created a greater illusion, and he said, dash thy feet against the stone. Well, there's no stone there because Jesus never took the stone and made him bread. So he takes him into a greater illusion. Jesus answered and said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord God. Now, notice Jesus never mentioned stones. He said, do not tempt the Lord God. Now, if you don't get the revelation out of this, you'll miss the mysteries of the kingdom of God, because many people are missing the mysteries of the kingdom of God. 2020 will be a year that the phenomena of God, where the mysteries of God will come alive, and it will come alive in such a powerful way. So he says to him in this verse, did what he said to me in the verse. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, before it is written, he should give angels charge over thee, and in the hand they should bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy foot what, against the stone. Well, there's no stone there because Jesus never took the bread and made it stone. So Satan wants to create an illusion. So Jesus come back and say to him, and Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord God. In other words, he takes him into a state himself and show Lucifer, you cannot tempt the state or the realm in the spirit for where I'm at in God. You will not create an illusion when I already told you I'm not going to follow the delusion. From he takes you from illusion to a delusion. And the delusion takes you into a fantasy and not paradigm or the paradigm, the mysteries of the paradigm. The body of Christ and believers, if you ever want to go to the next level in God, you got to understand the mysteries of the paradigm of God. And the mysteries of the paradigm of God will open you up to powers of the demonic world, and we will reveal to you the secrets of the fallen angels who fell from grace, not man. God will reveal to you the secrets of the fallen angel so you can know how to handle them when they try to come and manipulate you and fool you and detect you. You have to be very careful in the dispensation for what you're in, because you have a lot of people come with a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. So they deny the power of God by trying to manipulate you and trying to tell you you think you're better or you, who are you? They'll ask you, who are you? But when you should have said, you should say to them, like Jesus said to the demon, who are you? For legions, for we are many. So you have to understand that you're dealing with many people with a multiplicity of personality traits. That's why in the kingdom of God, the church world do not know how to deal with mental health issues. They don't know how to deal with the mental capacity of the people. So they don't know how to tap into the realm and deal with all of those demonic spirits or legions of forces that are connected to the people's lives to bring them to the place of deliverance. You have many millionaires and many philanthropists and many billionaires that are on the edge of death, and they need a word from you. And so many of the prophetic people of God, we have a prophetic insurance policy in our mouth that will be the answer to the destiny in this next move. You're so critical to this next move, so you cannot allow yourself to be open to the many fixation of the enemy. There's a spirit that have launched itself, and I was talking to one of the men of God today. I said, I have never experienced this in a while. I put it like that, so even Sister Tamara, there is a heavy, demonic, perverted spirit that is, I'm talking about this perverted spirit is at one of the highest techno levels in its kind, and it's attacking the mind. It's opening up thoughts. It's creating things. It's messing with the body. It's doing something to the fixation. Why? Because the men of God, we're going into these realms of the spirit. So we have to meet and smell and feel and detect these ancient spirits that want to overtake us when we're trying to overtake them to get to the next level. You have to have, you're going to have a visitation in these realms of the spirit, in these forces, and they can overtake you with deception, manipulation, people you never thought, thoughts you never, and you never dreamed of after you done fasted and prayed and sought the face of God, stuff you didn't never think was coming your mind, ideas and things you never thought about, and stuff that are so crazy in the very mind. And if you don't have the right people around, you can talk to or have a communication with, you got to be very careful who you will talk to, even to discuss this matter with you, because they will be so religiously bound that they will almost make you frustrated. You got to understand the level of what we're dealing with in this realm of the spirit. I moved ahead of myself, so let me backtrack and go over here to the scripture and read the scripture and tell you what where I'm going with this tonight. And we're going to stop at approximately 8 o'clock. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses number 10, and the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Now, here Jesus is speaking to his disciples, or he's speaking to the people. And then the disciple says to them, why speak to the people in parable? And I'm going to explain it to you. He answered and said to them, because it is given unto you, Now, leaders, I want you to hear this. When you operate under the leadership of a man of God who operates at a level in the realms of the spirit, who can open your molecules and open the cerebellum and open you up to the realms of the spirit, it's for you to grab the mysteries that is going to be released. Everybody else will not get it. They will not get it. You will be trying to get them to see it, but they will not get it. So he answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now listen to this. He said, for whosoever has, to him shall be given. Whosoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance, but whosoever has not. Now, when I talk about the abundance, there is a portal that I'm prophesying into this realm tonight for many men and women of God that are getting ready to not walk in the status, not think of the status, but actually live, and their bank account will bring them into millions of dollars, money that you would never imagine, you would never think will happen. And that's why it's abundance, abundance, the abundance. How, what did Elijah says to King Ahab? He said, get up, eat, drink, for there is an abundance of rain. There is an abundance. Why? Because once you get past this perverted realm in the spirit, everything is open in the abundance. There is a level in God where you will never have to worry about anything. You will not work for anybody. You will not have to bow to Baal. You will be the lender and not the borrower. There is a realm in the spirit that people will have to sow into your seed regardless of who they are. And the enemy are assigned to bless you, because once you pass that perverted realm, you have the answer to the destiny that's keeping them alive and surviving, like David did with Saul. There's a place in the realm of the spirit that God has this moment for many leaders, that people are going to walk into your church and they're going to look like homeless. They're going to look messed up, and these are going to be philanthropists and billionaires. All they need is one word from the Lord to ignite their checkbook, to ignite the things of God. I'm prophesying to somebody. If you miss it, don't worry about it. I'm gonna get yours too. There's a realm in the spirit that God is opening up now. That is why today I was watching the news. What happened? The Secretary of Transportation and 9 other men were killed, and only 3 survived, in a jet and a plane that was going over Dakota, South Dakota. Now, what has happened here? And there was other millionaires. What happened? These were millionaires who died. What did I say to the people of God? Their wealth is being unleashed in the land. Amazon's owner gave $24 billion away to his wife. He's not even happy. Even with the girlfriend he had, he's not even happy. Look at Zuckerberg. He doesn't even know what to do with his wealth. Steve Jobs made a quote. He said, the most expensive bed in the world was a hospital bed at 55, died of cancer, had all of the millions of dollars. People of God, what you don't know, you're not going to be fighting for a $20 seed offering. Sold me $100. Yeah. No, somebody's going to walk inside ministry, and they're going to see you, and they're going to write a check for you for quadruple your limit, and it's not even going to bother them. They're giving you what's on the interest of the account. They're not even giving you their money. They're giving you what's on the interest. There's some of you, they're going to come in and bless you with the money that they gamble away with every week, because we're in a realm of the spirit where God is unleashing things to us. But because we're fighting over superficial things and superficial people and arguing over petty members and petty conversation and dealing with foolishness, God said, I am a God that a cattle on a thousand hills. Notice what he said. He said a cattle on the thousand hills is here. Not a cattle. The cattle is on a thousand hills. See, the cattle on the foundation is it. So everything you need, God has it for it, because you carry the DNA of the mystery of the wealth portal. You carry it. That's why the word of God says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 7, we have a treasure in earthen vessel. Why? Because there's many leaders don't know how to open up the treasure chest and men and women of God, because they insecure, jealousy, strife, envy. They malpracticing. They don't want to see you succeed. I don't worry about that level of fear, because I'm not intimidated by men and women of God, because my anointing in my life is going to push you to the destiny. My problem is pushing people who don't even want to push themselves. Who preach Prophet Matthew? Pushing people. Come on out of that closet. Pull your No, I'm not ready. It's not my season. Okay, so when you move, so when I move to the next level, then they're coming behind me. I'm ready. No, it's too late, because when God thrusts me into the next dimension in the realm, I can't come back to pick up foolishness. See, if you don't go when the door is open, you'll miss that season. You'll miss that realm. What Elijah says to Elisha when he saw him after he came out of the cave, he immediately saw Elisha, and he said to him, come with me. Elisha said, I need to go home and take care of business. He said, well, go home and take care of your business. I got to roll. And he went on. What did Jesus say to them? Let the dead bury the dead. We're dealing with stuff that is not worth it in this season. If they're dead, let the dead bury the dead. You have to move to the next level. There is a time and a season and a purpose. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 said there's a time and there's a season and a purpose for everything under the heaven. Don't miss your time and season fooling with people who don't have a purpose for the destiny of the plan that God has for your ministry and vision. Do you know when people, one of the things about the oil on your life, one of the things about the oil on many of your life is the oil on your life is so expensive. It's like the alabaster box. And what people are trying to make your oil on your life is a Pandora box. Your oil is not a Pandora box. Your oil is an alabaster box. And what's inside of you is so great, it far supersedes anything. That's why the woman with the alabaster box, her oil had to prepare Jesus' burial. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Y'all about to go in. Her oil prepared Jesus for the burial. And her oil was so expensive that Judas said to them, he said, you know what? We got to sell this oil. Jesus said, you can't put. And see, the problem with the church world, they want to sell what's on your life. Preach, Prophet Matthew's preach. I'm almost done. I told you, 8 o'clock, I'm done. I got 3 minutes to count down. So you got to understand where you're going in this time. People want to bargain with your oil. People don't want to sow into your life. They don't want to give. Don't worry about that. This is a dispensation, men and women of God. I want you to hear this. Don't worry who we're not sowing to your life. Don't worry who we're not giving to your life. Don't worry who would not bless your life. This is a time you are not going to have to worry about that, because your confidence is not in the sower. Your confidence is in the CEO of the universe. Your confidence is in God. That's why he says to his disciple, he said, but in verse, in, let me go back to verse 12, he said, for whosoever has to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundantly. But whosoever shall have not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. So you see all of these billionaires leaving the earth realm. They're taking away. They're going away. They can't take nothing with them. Have you ever saw a U-Haul behind a hearse? No. You haven't. Therefore, speak I them in parable. Now watch this powerful movement. But he said, therefore, speak I to them in parable, because they see not. Look at it. They looking at you. They looking at you, powerful leaders. They looking at me, and they seeing, but they don't see. They see nothing. And hearing, they hear what? Nothing. Neither do they understand. And in them, it, now watch this. And in them is fulfillment. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of what? Elijah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and shall ye see ye shall see and not perceive. For this people heart is what wax gross, and the ears are dull of hearing, and the eyes shall they close, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Why? Because they don't understand the level of understanding where they're at. Jesus releases to them. He said, I want you to understand what I'm releasing here, because I'm taking you into the realms of the mysterious of God. The mysterious of God requires you to walk out into the uncharted of your life, walk into areas you don't believe you can go into, step into places you were afraid to step into, step into the place where you don't believe there's nothing there, step into territories. Why? Because when you go into the patient realm, you go into the pattern. The patience brings a pattern. When you understand the patience of a man creates the pattern. Many people are not patient, they're impatient. So they will never go into the realm of God because they don't wait on God. Your patience opens up the pattern. When you understand the word pattern, you understand the word manufacture. Oh, preach Matthews. Okay, I'm tired. Let me stop right here. I'm stopping right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you. We'll pick up on the third Monday night, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now for the men and women of God, that they will understand what's getting ready to befall them in this season and in this dispensation. Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. All right, saints of God, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open up the line. If you have any questions and comments for me, you can ask now. You can hit *6 if you're on the blog side over there. You're on the blog side. You can hit 1 on your dial. I'll bring you in. If you have a question or comment you would like to ask me, I'm certainly available to take your question and comment. If you're listening in, like I said, on the conference line and you'd like to ask me a question or make a comment, this is the opportunity to do it. It's 802. I'm just like a teacher at a university. You're teaching your students, so I won't tarry long with you. So if you have a question or comment for me right now, I suggest you just hit *6 on your conference line, come in. If you're on the blog side, hit 1 on your dial, and we'll bring you in. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to take a commercial break. And we're going to take a commercial.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God on tonight. We bless the Lord once again for you all listening in to us. We bless God for the ministry gift and the kingdom leaders on tonight. We honor you all. so graciously for being connected with us. I will be sharing more details. You can join us in our sanctuary at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We'll be teaching more on this series on Sunday morning. I'm going into the depths of this teaching and the depths of the information of this teaching. Many people have been blessed thus far. Can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me pretty well tonight? Because I don't want to, I'm teaching, but I'm not, I don't want to yell. So did everybody hear me pretty good? Somebody got to move the line. Let me know. Will you all
yes, Father, can hear you very well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Bless you tonight. All right. So we bless the Lord for the saints of God tonight. So take that scripture. Hold on to that word of God. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Pastor Marcus Harris will be ministering the word from the Lord God, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast. You'll be able to be blessed. And I'm sharing with the people of God, this is a season, and I'm saying this with every blood part of me, this is a season that you have to get this information. There will be a time that Larai Matthews will not be available like I am with all the people. I've said that before, but I think people go, okay. But there's coming a time that this person that you hear right now, that you have an opportunity to glean from, to pull from, is the opportunity to do it right now. It's going to come a time that what you have access to now, because a lot of times when people see a gold mine, they don't get excited because they're looking at it. But when you have something that you can tap into, it's time to get what you can get, because there is a time that everything you see, and opportunities and advancement, it won't be available to you like it was, or the opportunity was allotted to you. So take advantage of the knowledge, the understanding, the information, the data that God releases to you. Write notes down, take notes, sit down, know those prophetic words. God is releasing things to people, and he's allowing you to be able to tap into those areas and release information that is so grand to your life. And so powerful to your life, and so gracious to your life. So you have to seize the moment. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And while you have the opportunity to tap into the things under the heaven, before you tap into the realms of the heavenly, people will be able to gravitate towards and get it. And then there's a time where they will not be able to get it. There are certain people that you will be able to, that will not be able to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God like you do. And you don't want to waste your time dealing with people that are not qualified for your oil. They're clones. You got people in the world that are already assigned by the demonic world to you, to fool you and to manipulate you. So you have to be discerning in this time and hour, so that you, when you come out of this, you won't be like some of the other people waiting 15 years and you still with somebody that don't love you, 10 years and somebody still don't care about you. And you say, well, I'm going, and some people are fooling them. Well, if they don't like me, I'm going to make their life miserable. I'm not going to make nobody like miserable. And I'm not going to be foolish enough to let them make my life miserable. If they don't want you, then goodbye. Ask God to cut the cord. See, we're in a world where there's so illusional-minded people whose self-esteem don't even operate to the esteem of the self. Now turn that revelation around and get it. So you got to understand who you are. You got to know your value in the kingdom of God. What did Jesus say? Dust your feet off and move. People will tell you 1,000 times, well, you know, you need to hang on in there. Wait 9 more months. It's 7 years. Well, you know, I just know what God said. And before I take it back, here, do it again. Well, you go ahead and take it back and do it again. I won't be waiting for you. See, you got to understand the dispensational time of God. And God is not going to go against free will. He's not going to go against free will. He's not going to go against free will. He ain't going to go against your will. So he's not going to go against nobody else will. So the religious people will tell you, well, you know, you got to hang on in there. Don't move. Let the Lord do it. Okay, thank you. I'm going to let the Lord do it, and I'm going to do what I need to do for the Lord. Because, see, you cannot stop. And I ain't talking about all this other foolishness that people are doing. But I'm talking about those who have a relationship with God and moving in God and understand what the Lord is doing. You have to totally trust in the Lord in this dispensation of time. Don't allow anybody to put your car in neutral. Don't let people put your life in neutral. Don't let people hold you hostage to their religious institutionalism. Don't let anybody hold you bound to their rules and regulation and their legalism. You do what God told you to do and continue to stay fasted in the things of the Lord God. Stay steadfast. Don't be bargaining with the devil. And stay in the will of God. Let his perfect will be done. All right, there's no question for me tonight. All right, we bless the Lord for you, saints of God. We thank God for the people of God on tonight. We honor the Lord inside you. Oh, sorry, I got a call over here. Thank you on the blog site, 4694. God bless you on tonight, 4694.
Amen. This is Greg Mason from Pennsylvania.
God bless you, Brother Greg Mason, on tonight. Good to have you, sir. How can we answer your question tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering, how do you deal with the frustration of being tuned into so many different things going on, whether locally, globally, you know, it could be the president, economy, everything under the sun, and then having, you know, those situations where you know that God wants you to team up with people. God wants you to press through and have that power of agreement. And yet at the same time, always getting those checks in your spirit of don't speak it here. That's inappropriate for this situation, or you're not in a safe place. You know, I think in the church with the institutionalism, we're constantly checked that we're not in a safe place to release the word, share, to get that support and the frustration that builds from it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go back to the first part. You said, how are you able to do what? One more time, say that again so I can make sure I got you clear.
The frustration. And, I know I can be stubborn not fasting when God tells me not to fast, so that's part of my fault. But I know that God still wants us to be connected and release those words and pray through together.
Yes. Yes. The Word of God said be steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the Word of God. One of the things I learned how to maneuver in the kingdom is I keep my eyes fixated on the word. I take that word. And when I begin to look at the word comes alive for me. The word of God comes alive for me. So I keep my eyes focused on the word. Proverbs, I believe it's 16:3 say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You see how that? He said, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. When you begin to commit your works unto the Lord, everything in your thought process or your thought, the progression of your thought will start being established. So what I've learned to do is as a prophet of the Lord God and a minister, when I started committing my works unto the Lord, even when I started this series here, Brother Greg, what I did is I began to go into the scripture, and then I started committing my works to the Lord. Now, what I did, I didn't prepare for the people. I prepared it for the Lord. And when I prepared my work for the Lord, then God gave me revelation for the people. Because what I have to do is decode people. Many people are coded in systems. And so you got to go inside and you got to decode them. You can't decode them by controlling them, manipulate them, yelling at them. Because most people got a lot of mental health issues, stresses. So you got to commit your work unto the Lord. And then the Lord will give you the code to how to decode the people in the world. And he will show you how to deal with the people. Now, when I commit my work unto the Lord, the outside perimeters of people are locked out. And one of the things, other thing that's important, Greg, in Psalms 46 and 10, the word of the Lord God said, be still. So it's good to fast, but meditation is a phenomenal thing. Take time to meditate. Meditation. When you begin to meditate, God began to loose the synergy of him into the mind of you, and he begins to open up the molecule, the cerebellum and the cerebrum. And what he does now is when he opens up the cerebellum, you receive information from the sensory system and the spinal cord and other parts of the brain. Then it regulates your motor movement. So when God speaks to you, no one else can get into you. Gestation, a word called gestation, deal with gestures. And you begin to think, feel, and act in a certain way outside of the norm of people. So what you do is you start influencing the people instead of the people influencing you. And the cerebrum coordinates the voluntary movement of your posture, and it balances the coordination of speech, resulting in smooth balance and muscular activity. So God brings you into a spiritual realm, and he opens you up to information. He opens you up to data that is so powerful that the outside world cannot penetrate the inside oil. You want me to say that again? The outside world can't penetrate the inside oil, because you'll be in a place in God where God will let you know their thoughts before they even talk to you. God won't even let you sit there. I was talking to a young lady the other day. She came to the church service. I sat back and I let her talk. I said, because see, after 1 minute, if it does not connect to the oil, it's going to shift the characteristic of your gesture and your balance. So you have to listen, because people posture. See 2020 is going to be about posture. You're going to see the postures of men when the church of old and the apostles of old, they had a certain posture. And when they walked in a certain posture, they didn't worry about who had the front row seat, who had the second row seat. They controlled the atmosphere. When you control the atmospheres, you control the seat in the building. Because if the atmosphere is so strong, the demon gets in the seat gonna get up and leave and get up out of the place, and you can get a front row seat. You don't have to prove nothing to you when you understand the posture of your oil and the posture of your life and the posture of the glory of God on your life. You're not walking in arrogance. Your oil said you're confident. And Paul said in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in you will perfect it to the day of Jesus Christ. Anybody that sows seed into my life, I guarantee they will be blessed. It's a guarantee. That's the oil of my life. Ever since I was a young person, I didn't even know. When people sow seed into my life, God doubled what they had. Open up doors, houses, homes, things happen for them. Because there's an anointing. You got to know the anointing on your life. You got to know the power on your life. You got to know the relationship on your life. There's a pastor I preached for in December 2018, going into 2019. I prophesied to him God was going to send him a millionaire. Well, I found out in June 2019, a multimillionaire told him whatever he needs. That whatever he needs, he'll provide it for him. And blessed him. And wrote him a check. And as a member of his church. You know what he said? Brother Matthew, I never forgot what you said. He said, for a minute, I had concern. But when I tapped in, Thank you. That's what you got to do. Tap in. Don't tap out. He said, now, when that millionaire came into his church and blessed him, you can go over to YouTube and look it up. Why? Because he understood the oil. He understood the posture of the anointing. See, we try to get people to see our clothes. No, they need to understand your posture in the anointing of your life. That posture is very important. You can't, because so many people are full of illusion and delusion. I remember maybe some of the members on there. I get people coming in our local church, carry that spirit, Kundalini. I look at them. I tap into the spirit realm. I say to that spirit, when it act up like that, I go into the spirit realm. Now, you spirit, you're going to behave today. And you know what that spirit do, behave. I ain't got to go tell them, oh, calm down. No, I left. Go ahead, do what they want to do. Because, see, that spirit was not going to dictate the presence of God and the posture of the minister. And then when it's done, that spirit don't show up. It cannot stay in your presence. It cannot stay in your presence because of who you are. And look at that scripture there, 46 and 10. Fine. He said, be still. Know that I am God. When you become still, your posture opens you up. What did David say in Psalm 28? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still water for his name's sake. Leadeth me beside the still water. The pasture. The pastures open up your posture. So you have to understand the level of who you are. Because so many people are dealing with rejection, abandonment, low self-esteem, spirit of offense. You ain't got to get offended. I'm going to get back at them. I don't never get back at my enemy. Because if you're an enemy of me, you're already an enemy of my God. My God going to deal with you. I ain't got to deal with you. See, I've learned that anybody that's an enemy of me, they're enemy of the God I serve. So I step back. One of the things about Pastor Andrea, very powerful woman, and bless the Lord. The last 2 years of her life, when I say this because you were 60-something, 64, I think I had one of the most intimate relationship with a woman than any of the people that grew up around her. For the last 2 years of her, we spent countless hours. She would call me at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Pa, what are you doing? She'd pray. She even talked to my wife, at that time, my ex-wife. She said, I need to talk to Prophet. She said, okay. I don't have a problem. She used to tell her daughter, Cheryl, open the door, Prophet Matt. Leave the door for Prophet Matt. He's coming to the house. She lived out in Lincoln Highway. So I had that relationship with her. And she would sit up at night and we would talk. And she couldn't even sleep. She would talk. She said, you know what? She said, I just wanted you to come. I just wanted to talk to you. I didn't have nobody. I wanted to talk. I said, well, mother, it's okay. She said, now go home. Go home back. Go home to your wife. I said, huh? You wrote me out right here. She said, yeah. And put a check in my hand. Someone put a check in my hand. I said, huh? I said, okay. I said, well, mother, I'm going to say it with you about sleeping. She said, no, you ain't. You go home with your wife. I said, mother, now you're trying to be funny. Go home. I said, what in the world? But I understood. She understood the oil on my life gave her life and strength. Just being in my presence, it was a strength and a support to her. And I realized, I said, man, God, what was this about? Lord said, just you being in her presence, the forces that she was dealing with, the demon spirits that were attacking, you lessened the spirit when you showed up. So you got to understand, there are people in your life, you got the oil on your life that will shift the atmosphere of people. You ain't going to, some of you will never have to worry about anything. Only thing hindering you one step. Fear is one step for gripping the people. Faith is a half an inch for celebrating you. Man, I'm preaching to myself tonight. See, I'm telling you got to understand where you at in God. watch what happens. Fear grips the people. Faith celebrates your next move. Faith is so powerful, your enemy don't know when it comes. Because he's afraid of you. And you think he's coming to stop you. He cannot. Fear is the enemy to victory. 1 inch. Faith is 1 inch from blessing your life forever. Fear is 1 feet from gripping you forever. Gotta know your power. I hope that blessed you on tonight, man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anybody else tonight? Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, I just needed to write a note there for the people got. All right, people got, for a copy of tonight's teaching in its entirety, what you can do is go to blogtalkradio.com and get a copy of tonight's teaching in its entirety. Blogtalkradio.com and get a copy of tonight's teaching in its entirety. You can go to Blog Talk. As soon as we go off the air tonight, we're going off the air to go up in the air. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and get a copy of tonight's teaching in its entirety. It's available to you there Monday night. December the 2nd, Monday night, December 2nd, 2019, tonight's teaching is a very powerful teaching. It's a series on 2020. The theme of it is 2020, the phenomena of God, when the mysteries come alive. Phenomena of God, the mystery come alive. I really went away from some of the points I want to teach tonight, but God knows best for us. We bless the Lord for you. If you desire to be a blessing to this ministry tonight and sow a seed into the work that we're doing tonight, you can go to our ministry website, that we restore you. That's the letter U in the alphabet, .org. That's we restore you, the letter U in the alphabet, .org. Click on the donation button. So that seed tonight, I believe this seed is going to be a seed that's going to ignite something in your life forever tonight. I want to encourage those who will sow that seed tonight. Step out and sow that seed. I'm telling you, I'm going to challenge many of you tonight to sow a Jubilee seed. That's a seed of $50 tonight. I want to challenge you to watch and see what God will do with you when you sow that seed. Or you can go to Cash App. It's an app on your phone called Cash App. Cash App money sign. The acronym is RFPIM. Cash App money sign RFPIM. So that Jubilee seed, if God paid to sow more, I think a couple of people did know, Spirit of the Lord, God is even speaking to me now, that you can sow that seed of $100, you'll be blessed. I guarantee you there's an anointing tonight that will bless your life forever. Forever tonight. And if you want to sow the seed of $1,000, I believe it will be a blessing to you too. Somebody, I just feel in my spirit that God is pressing somebody to even do that, to step out. There's somebody right now that you're looking for a place to live. This is on the word of God. Your seed is going to open up a door that you've been waiting for months, years for, and watch God do it. Take God at his word. Take this prophetic word tonight and watch God move. There's a couple of you already sitting down. You're expecting something by the end of the next year. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen as soon as you see. Even like Elijah said to the king for which the Lord lead on, by this time tomorrow you will see it. The mighty hand of God began to move in such a powerful way on your life. Thanks to God. All right. I want to encourage you tonight. Stay in the Lord will, stay in the strong, stay in the strength and the power of the Lord. Continue to trust the Lord. Lean on God. Don't lean to your own understanding. Totally trust in God. Know that his will shall be done. Know that when you trust in God, everything is set in motion for your life, your destiny, and your purpose on tonight. All right, thank you, God. Well, we love you all tonight. Continue to stay in that place of God. Continue to trust the Lord in everything that you do. And watch the miraculous thing of the Lord, God, come alive in your life, for your life, and for your purpose, for your life, and for the purpose of your life, thanks to God. All right, people of God, well, that's it for me for tonight. We bless the Lord for you all tonight. We thank God for the many of you that are listening in tonight. Continue to walk in the presence and the power of the Lord, God. Let the Spirit of the Lord, God, have total reign over your life, total reign over your life, and let it will be done in your life and through your life, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed, and shalom in your glory.
King, worthy is the Lamb. You are the Holy One,
Holy One.
Hey,
righteous King,
worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are the Lift your hands if you know that's Him. I am. You are the
Holy One.
Oh, it's time to praise now. Time to praise. Get the fruit. Give Him the praise. You are to me, Jesus.
You are the Holy One.
Thank you, Jesus. So divine and so pure, perfect and so true. Hallowed be Thy name,
so divine,
so pure,
and so pure,
perfect, yeah.
Perfect and so true,
hallowed be Your
name.
Why don't you lift your hand and say that with me? Hallowed be Your
name. My son.
kings. Oh, help me say, fellas, yeah.
Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.